College Defender women, they'll have to get back on the horse this morning and see if they can get things rolling again. Yesterday, victorious over longtime nemesis Hastings. A 3-1 win, an emotional victory for the Dort College Defenders in the round of 16 yesterday afternoon. And then they came back with a strong showing yesterday in sets 1 and 2 against Westmont, and then found just enough energy to pull through in set number 3 by a final score of 27-25 in a match where both teams looked very fatigued at this point of this tournament bracket. The Dort College Defenders on the floor right now getting warmed up for their contest with Viterbo. This will not be an easy task by any means, and when you get to the NAI National Semifinals, you would assume that that is going to be the case. The challenges abound. The V-Hawks are based out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. They play in the North Star Athletic Association. They were 16-0 this year in that league. They stand 39-1 overall. Their lone loss in that string was a 3-2 stumble against Rocky Mountain. Jamestown pushed Viterbo to 5 on October 21. That's actually the last time Viterbo has lost a set. They swept through pool play here at the NAI National Championship, and they won their round of 16 and their quarterfinal round in identical 3-0 fashion. Natalie Geidel paces Viterbo with a 4.54 kill average. She also has a 3.86 kill efficiency. Maya Garrett and Maya Roberts average 2.77 and 2.4 kills per contest. Aubrey Aspen's average is 2.05. Amelia Grand puts up 11.5 assists per set. She gets 2.6 digs. Bailey Gross is the libero at 4.68 per contest. Hannah Erickson has 53 service aces. Viterbo's dig numbers aren't that impressive. Their blocking numbers are. They're at 2.36 per outing. The Dort College Defenders are 33-7 through 40 matches this season. They finished 14-2 in the GPAC. They were tri-champions along with Hastings and Northwestern. Emma Altna averages 4.44 kills per set. Leah Camp puts in 2.76 kills per outing. Leah Camp, her biggest match of her career last night in the quarterfinal win over with Westmont. Westmont keying on Emma Altna. Been waiting for a team to do that and just double her and make someone else beat them. Last night it was Leah Camp who came through with 18 kills against just 2 errors. She hit for over 500 in terms of kill efficiency. And Leah Camp, a big match on the big stage here at the NAI National Championship. Allie Kromendyk is averaging right at 2 kills per outing. Kromendyk, Camp, and Moss each average around a block per set. Kromendyk has really had a strong match championship series. In terms of her defensive play at the net, she has been up in that 5 and 7 assisted blocks per set average throughout this week. Jamie Gasing's putting up 10.67 assists per set. She has 1.1 kills per outing to go with 2.34 digs. Summer Jansen has a 5.18 digs per set average. Alton is at 2.11. Drake is at 2.09. Alton is the team leader with 46 ace serves. Gasing has 37. Drake is at 31. Jansen has 27. How do we get here, you ask? Viterbo swept Our Lady of the Lake, Georgetown, and Eastern Oregon in pool play. They then swept conference rival Jamestown in the round of 16 in what will be the last match played by Jamestown as a North Star Athletic Association member. Remember, they are moving into the GPAC next season, and that will only make the GPAC volleyball schedule and teams that much stronger. Dort College was 2-1 in play, pool play. Let's back up, though. We talked about them beating Jamestown in the round of 16. Then it was Park, a perennial qualifier here at the national championship. Geidel had 22 kills in the win over Park, and Garrett added 10. Dort was 2-1 in pool play with a 3-2 blemish against Missouri Baptist. Defenders then bounced back with a win over Hastings yesterday in the round of 16. Then swept Westmont late last night in the quarters. Leah Camp led Dort at the net in the win over Westmont with 18 kills. Gasing had 37 assists. Viterbo's in the semifinal round for the second time in 3 years. Dort's in the semifinal round for the second straight year and the third time in program history. Viterbo has been in the NAI National Championship field 5 times. Dort's been here 13 times. Dort and Viterbo played this season in La Crosse. That was back on October the 5th. Viterbo prevailed 25-17, 25-21, 21-25, and 25-22. Emma Alton had 14 kills, Camp had 12. Gasing put in 40 assists. Jansen registered 16 digs. Viterbo's Geidel had 21 kills in the win. Garrett and Roberts put down 15 and 13 each. Gron had 58 assists in the four-set victory. Gross added 18 digs. Winner of this one advances on to the championship match tonight at 7 o'clock. They'll be facing either Lindsey Wilson or Missouri Baptist. The potential exists of a pool play rematch between Dort College and Missouri Baptist in the championship. Obviously, a lot has to happen between now and then for that to happen, but the possibility does exist. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the Tyson Event Center right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, the Dort College Defenders. White jerseys this morning, black shorts, black numbers, Viterbo, maroon jerseys, white numbers trimmed in black. We'll be getting to the introductions of the match here shortly, and we'll also have our national anthem as the first match of the session. This is an odd setting for Dort College. It's been all late afternoon or late evening matches up to this point this week, and this will be the sixth match played by the Dort College Defenders this week, and the same is true for the Viterbo V-Hawks. Some of the players you'll be hearing about for Viterbo: Hannah Erickson is the best server for Viterbo in terms of aces. She has 50 aces this season. Their best blocker is Aubrey Aspen. She's a 6'3 junior. That is her specialty. It's not so much the offense. She will get up and block. Natalie Geidel's the one that makes this team go. She is averaging 4.54 kills per set. She's a 6'2 middle blocker. She is a handful. Their libero, pretty stout. It's Bailey Gross. She's a 5'4 senior. She's been through the battles, and she is averaging nearly 5 digs per contest. For the Dort College Defenders, they've got some similar standouts. Your best server in terms of aces is Emma Altano with 47. Several others are dangerous. Alton is also the lead attacker with a 4.44 kills per set average. Summer Jansen has 5.22 digs per set. And Jamie Gasing puts up nearly 10.7 assists per set. She has 38 ace serves, does a little bit of everything with 2.34 kills per outing and 1.1 kills per contest. Dort College and Viterbo, we are moments away from the start of today's contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Looks like we're going to get started just a shade after 11 o'clock this morning with this semifinal round contest. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Introductions of the teams happening right now, Viterbo and Dort College. Tell you who makes the broadcast of these matches possible on KDCR. Couldn't do it without them. Those businesses include Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe. People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Joiners Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Also made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Also made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick. See over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1901 in Sioux Center and 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, over the buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, back with our national anthem in a moment. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We've had the introductions of our teams, our coaches, our team sponsors, and the national anthem has been sung, and we will get started with volleyball here in just a moment. Ryan DeLong and Chad Hansen, the respective head coaches for Viterbo and Dort College, exchanging pleasantries in front of the scorer's bench. And probably the thing you notice the most about these NAI national championships is the collegial atmosphere around the coaches. It is definitely a tight fraternity, and a lot of them understand the demands put on them, and so they gravitate obviously to each other, and there is obviously hot competition. Everybody wants their team to win, but really that is one thing that has struck me this week, is how tight-knit that coaching fraternity is. The North College defenders in the far court to begin. White jerseys, black numbers, black shorts, except for your libero, Summer Jansen. Jansen, a black jersey, while the Viterbo V-Hawks, maroon tops, white numbers and lettering, trimmed out in black. I think we've taken care of everything that needs to be taken care of before the match is to begin. All that is left is a best-of-five match now to determine who advances on to the NAIA National Championship match. Serve taken by Viterbo. We are underway. Set goes outside off of the high hands and down on Viterbo's side. Viterbo goes to Mia Roberts. Roberts blocked at the net, and the North College defenders take the first point on a block. Serving is Aubrey Drake for the defenders. Drake the floater taken by the V-Hawks. Set goes outside, and a little bit of nerves here early on for the V-Hawks. That set goes shooting off into the scorer's table. And the North College defenders lead 2-0. One on a block, the other on a bad set. Drake nibbling at the edges. Viterbo goes to it over the top of the block. Aspen. Set goes to the middle, Camp. Camp unable to put it away. Here comes Viterbo. Set goes back over to Aspen. Aspen into the tip of the kill. So Aspen with a tip after the Dort College defenders take a 2-0 lead. And serving for Viterbo will be Bailey Gross. Gross with 24 ace serves this season. She is wearing the white jersey for Viterbo today. Dumped over the net by Gasing. Now an overpass, and Camp puts it away. Leah Camp with a kill on the overpass, and the Dort College defenders out quickly, 3-1. 3-1 our score. So far, Dort College, the team that's been playing a little more relaxed. Hannah Connolly with service. Connolly serves, sideline taken by the Beehawks. Set goes to the middle, Geidel. Geidel with a kill. And when the chips are down, you know they're going to go to her. Geidel, a 6'2 middle blocker. Very offensive-minded. One of the best players in the country. An All-American status for a couple of years. Viterbo serving. Hannah Erickson serve. Dives over the net, taken by Bausma. Alton over the tap of the kill. Alton climbs the ladder and gets that one down. And the Dort College defenders have a 4-2 lead. Emma Altano with her first kill tonight, or today. You lose track of what time it is. Jamie Gasink with serve, cross court. Viterbo keeps it in play. Geidel. Geidel over the top of the block, finds the back corner. She's got all the shots. Geidel with her second kill this morning. Natalie Geidel, 21 kills in the win for Viterbo over Dort back in La Crosse in early October. Seems like an awfully long time ago, almost two full months. Viterbo, floater back line, almost eight Altona up. She keeps it in play, dumped over the net by Gasink, controlled by Viterbo. Slide over to Geidel. Geidel bangs it off the block for the kill, and Natalie Geidel ties it up at 4-4. She has three of her team's 4 points. Got to get her rotated out of the front. Talking to one rival coach, they said, just got to survive with her in the front row and make up some points when she's out of the rotation. And then he said, as an afterthought, it's not that easy. Pushed over the net by Moss, saved by Viterbo. Gross. Gron with a set, goes over to Geidel. Dug up and over by Drake. Here comes Viterbo again. Geidel off high hands, saved by Moss. Bump set Connolly, comes back over to Altona. Unable to put it away. Set back to Geidel. Geidel with the kill. They're going to keep throwing it to her. Geidel with her fourth kill. And Natalie Geidel with 4 kills for the Beehawks, and they're making some hay right now. Viterbo with a 5-4 advantage here in set number one. Serving for the Beehawks is Katie Frohmader. Frohmader, serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasink, comes back over to Altona. Altona off high hands, saved by Viterbo. This time they throw it outside, and why would you do that? Maya Garrett blocked at the net. Dort College ties it on a block. Geidel's been eating Dort College up, and they go away from her. Garrett directly into the block. We're tied at 5. Jump serve by Altona. Altona serve controlled. No, it's up and over. Dort College attacking off the free ball. Back over to Kromendyke. Kromendyke with a kill. Kromendyke records the kill for the defenders. Dort College takes the lead back on a kill on a quick attack by Allie Kromendyke out of the middle, the sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. Emma Altano with service again. Jump serve taken by Viterbo. This time they keep it on their half of the net. Geidel. Geidel with another kill. Going to have to figure that out. Otherwise, it's going to be a long afternoon unless she gets tired or her arm falls off. She's got 5 kills. Dort College and Viterbo tied at 6-6. Floater back line taken by Altona. Got up on her numbers. Taken by Lindbergh now. Tosses it over Aspen off of the block. Saved by Alton and gets it over to Gasink. Swing controlled. Viterbo scrambling. They pass it over. Gasink back over to Moss. Moss kill. Haley Moss with the kill. So Moss records the kill. Haley Moss, her first kill today. And the defenders lead it 7-6. Serve controlled by Viterbo. Beehawks off of the block, saved by Altona. Gasink back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill. Dort College leads 8-6. Leah Camp coming off her best match offensively of her career. 18 kills last night. Served by Jansen. Viterbo attacking. Set goes outside and squarely into the net by Garrett. Point North College. An attack error by the V-Hawks. And the North College lead is 9-6. 9-6 our score. Serving is Jansen. She goes left to right. Controlled by the V-Hawks. Through the block and a kill for Garrett. Garrett with the kill. Her first kill today. First player other than Geidel to record a kill. Floater taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh bangs it off high hands. Kill for Julia. North College leading 10-7 here in set number one. And serving for the defenders will be Erica Bausma, controlled by the V-Hawks. Set goes to the middle. Garrett. Garrett hits it long and out of play. Point defenders. So an attack error by the V-Hawks. And the North College defenders open up a four-point advantage. Serving Bausma. Bausma, low hard serve, taken again by the V-Hawks. North College not getting it anywhere close to Gross. Gross, the libero. And the attack is long and out of play by the left-handed attacker, Mia Roberts. And we have a timeout on the floor. So far, Viterbo a little bit tight to start set number one. And the North College lead is 12-7. And Viterbo is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, V-Hawks. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support North College and Defender Athletics by Boren Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. Certified PPG shop since 1955, 722-2313. Viterbo scrambling, down ball, taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh tools it off the block, kill. 13-6, North College in front after the timeout by Viterbo. North College, up a half dozen. Floater by Bausma. Overpass, Lindbergh's attack, catches the tape, falls over, Viterbo recovers. That one's the attack is off high hands, controlled by the defenders. Lindbergh, cross-court wide, not a play. Viterbo, the run has ended with Lindbergh's cross-court shot. That ended up off of the sideline by about 6 inches. Defenders lead 13-8. Sedort College has positioned themselves near the midpoint of this set with a six-point lead moments ago. Now it's a five-point advantage. Jansen covers the tip. Goes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a tip and the kill. Julia Lindbergh, pretty effective here in the early going of this set. She's got a couple of kills. Sedort College has gone to her on the outside. And the defenders lead at 14-8. 14-8 our score. Serving, it's Aubrey Drake. Drake's floater, nearly an ace. Viterbo keeps it in play. Passed over the net by Gross. Jansen, Gasing. Gasing dumps it, covered by Viterbo. Set goes outside, through the block, saved by Bausma. Kept alive by Jansen, passed over the net by Bausma, controlled by Viterbo and Gross. Gron with a set to the middle, overhand saved by Jansen, kept alive by Drake, passed over the net by Jansen. Here comes Viterbo. They'll set it. Back over to Garrett. Garrett through the block, kill. Beg your pardon, that's Roberts. Roberts with the kill. It's 14-9 after the extended volley. So an extended volley resulting in a point for Viterbo. And serving for Viterbo now is Gross. taken by Dort College and Bausma. Outside it comes Alton off high hand, saved by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing dumps it, kills it. Jamie Gasing finds the soft spot in the middle of the Viterbo defense. She drops it in, and the Dort College lead is 15-9 on Gasing's first kill of the day. It's kill number one for Jamie, controlled by Viterbo. Vhawks attacking, set left side through the block, and hitting the sideline with the kill is Katie Frohmader. Frohmader with a kill, back to 15-10. Points coming grudgingly now, and Viterbo finally gets their gun back into the match. That's Geidel. So Geidel will be in the front row. Dort College with a five-point lead, 15-10. We'll make a notation that they're up five when she comes in. See what happens on this trip through the front row. Set goes to Geidel. Geidel around the block, kill. Geidel with her sixth kill already here in set number one. 15-11, our score, Dort College by four. Viterbo serving Hannah Erickson. Erickson, floater taken by Drake. Slide comes over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke answers with a kill of her own. Cromendyke able to get over to the right pin, puts it away. And for Cromendyke, she answers the kill by Geidel with one of her own. Serve is long and off the back line, just long and out of play. Point Viterbo, so a service error back to the V-Hawks. Katie Frohmader has service. Frohmader, 6-foot freshman. A pretty youthful Viterbo team. Got two or three freshmen that see quite a bit of court time. Drake, Gasing, Gasing, Altona blocked at the net, covered by Drake. Gasing back over to Altona, roll shot, covered by Viterbo. Soft hands over to Geidel, saved by Jansen off the tip, and a kill for Geidel. Natalie Geidel with the kill. Seven kills for Geidel. Dort College leading by three. Viterbo has service. Frohmader taken by Dort College. Comes back over to Cromendyke, covered. Viterbo attacking. Around the block, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net by Geidel and Garrett. And it's a two-point contest. 16-14. Dort College needs to get out of this rotation. Frohmader serving again. She picks out a spot right in the middle of the service area. Taken by Altona. High pass over to Gasing. Shoots it back over to Altona. Altona tools it off of the block. And the block ends up grazing the antenna. Point defenders, as Amelia Gron is unable to close the block on Altona. Altona records the kill. She has her second kill of the day, and Dort College gets service back. Now see if they can string a couple together. Serving is Skemper, controlled by Viterbo. Back over to Geidel, through the block, saved by Gasing. Bump set by Cromendyke. Joust at the net. Lindbergh with a swing. Now another joust, and it's pushed down by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Julia Lindbergh with the kill, and for Julia, that is her third kill unofficially. Taking a look at the stats, I believe she might actually have four. Dort College leading by four, 18-14. Viterbo sets Geidel. Geidel around the block and a kill. Tough shot. She gets it to drop in the back corner. Geidel with eight kills already in 11 attacks. Dort College has not stopped her by any means. And Geidel checks out of the match. Served the back line, taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with the kill. Dort College regains a four-point lead at 19-15. So Dort College, when Geidel entered, was up 15-10. When she leaves, they were up 18-15, so they made up 2 points in the process. Serve by Jansen, controlled. Overpass. Lindbergh unable to put it down. Dort College will reload. Moss over to Camp. Camp blocked at the net. And the return by Moss. She tapped it over. More of a reflex than anything. And it ends up wide and out of play. So Moss will get charged with an attack error. Much of an attack. Serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gesink. Gesink back over to Camp. Camp with a swing. Dug by Gross. Set goes outside through the block. That was Roberts. And/or College. Unable to finish it. Aspen bothers them at the net. And it's back to a two-point contest, 19-17. Viterbo's Amelia Grand serving. Viterbo trying to make up some ground and then get their big gun Geidel back on the floor. Passed over the net by Lindbergh, saved by Viterbo. Vhawks attacking, set outside, around the block, saved by Jansen. Gesink touches it over to Lindbergh, unable to put it away. Passed over the net by Camp, overpass Aspen. Aspen puts it down. Aspen takes advantage as the ball was hanging up at the net. Aspen with her first kill. And the North College defenders lead 19-18. And Viterbo has made a run here with Geidel on the bench. They've scored three out of the last four. And they're back to within a point at 19-18. 19-18, our score. Back with more in a moment. This is North College basketball on KDCR.
My name is
North College. Leading 19-18 in set number one. The defenders hitting for a 222 kill efficiency. Viterbo at 212. Two blocks for Viterbo, three for the defenders. One service ace for Dort College. And Altna gets it over to Gesink, sets it backside over to Moss. Moss, no room to work, hits it into the antenna. Point, Viterbo, and we're tied 19 all. An attack error by Moss, and we're deadlocked at 19-19. Viterbo, serve, taken by Altna, gets it over to Gesink, back over to Camp, blocked at the net, point Viterbo, and Viterbo has taken the lead at 20-19. 5 points in a row for the Vhawks. Dort College needs a point, and Dort College is forced to use another timeout. The momentum swings at the end of a week can be huge. The fatigue plays a part both mentally and physically, and I'm not so sure that the mental part isn't the larger part of it. And the North College body language not great right now as the defenders trail led at 1 point, 15-10. Most recently, we're up 4 at 19-15, but Viterbo has run off 5 points in a row, and they lead at 20-19 in set number one. North College forced to use their second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank. Locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden. Also Jasper, Minnesota People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. By the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Amelia Grand with service. Grand's serve, taken by Altna, gets it over to, Gesink, unable to get to it, passed over the net, free ball for Viterbo, and Haley Moss puts the block up on Aspen. That's a big block there for Dort College, as it certainly looked like Aspen was going to have an open net in the middle on that overpass, and Moss slid over and gets the block put up. Viterbo attacking, set right side, slide, Aspen. Connolly keeps it in play. Pardon me, that was Bausman keeping it in play. Lindbergh now lunging for it, keeps it in play, but her pass up too close to the antenna. I was surprised she even got to it, and then Lindbergh sent it up towards the net, and it ends up behind the antenna. No room for Camp to work with, and a point for Viterbo. Viterbo leads at 21-20, and they're inching their way closer to getting Geidel back into the match with her rotation. Comes over to Gesink, shoots it out to Lindbergh. Dort College has to make some ground up, and they don't that time. Lindbergh with an attack error, and the defenders trail at 22-20. 22-20, our score. And Viterbo, with a two-point lead, they're positioning themselves well right now, unless Dort College can string something together. Set right side, Camp, blocked at the net, point Viterbo. Dort College is out of timeouts, and they have hit the wall right now in set number one. They are stuck. They've been outscored 8-1 since they were up 19-15. Altona passes it over to Gesink, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill, and Dort College back to within a point. Beg your pardon, 2 points, 23-21. Your best opportunity is here for Dort College to string 3 or 4 points together. Aubrey Drake with service. Drake, floater, back line, taken by Gross. Set left side, Fromater. Fromater with a swing. Controlled by Camp. Roll shot, Altena. Too long, out of play. Point Viterbo, and the V-Hawks lead it 24-21. 24-21, Geidel back into the match for Viterbo. So they got their hammer back in. Gross is serving. Serve taken by Drake. Gasink, bump set. Altena, roll shot, kill. Now is when it's going to get interesting. Dort College is serving. Can they hold service for at least 2 points? Viterbo. Serving. Connolly, short serve. Viterbo shoots it over to Geidel. Geidel off the tape. Altena there to dig it up. Dort College sets outside Altena. Altena over the kill. Emma Altena gets it back to 24-23. So Emma Altena with her fourth kill. Timeout, Viterbo. Timeout, Viterbo. Both teams have used both of their timeouts here in set number one. Viterbo 24, Dort College 23. Timeout, V-Hawks. Back with more in 30 seconds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Serving for the defenders will be Hannah Conley. Need one more point to tie it and get yourself into a little better position. They'll set outside, blocked at the net. Viterbo scrambles. They throw it up to Geidel. Geidel over the top of the block. Stab saved by Conley and unable to keep it in play. Beg your pardon, that was Drake with a stab save. Ends up right in front of the Dort College cheering section, though. And Geidel records the kill to finish off the set. 25-23. Dort College drops set one after positioning themselves well at 19-15. They're unable to hold on, though, as Viterbo put together a string of points. And the Viterbo V-Hawks take set number one, 25-23. And I'm not going to understate or overstate. Losing set one up 19-15, not the start you want if you're Dort College. How's that for obvious? But positioned themselves well. They had gotten Natalie Geidel off the floor, felt pretty good about where they were at. They had done pretty well with her on the sideline, her rotations in the back row. And, Viterbo put together a run, took the lead, and then got their hammer back into the match when they needed it. Dumped over the net by Gasink. Overpass, Altena. Altena puts it down. This one could determine whether Dort College has a shot or not. You worry about the fatigue at this point, and I know everyone says, well, you can fight through it, but a week like this does take its toll. Serve controlled by Viterbo. Set goes outside Fromater. Fromater with a kill, and it's 1-1. 1-1 our score. In set number one, here are some of your numbers. Dort College hit for a 136 kill efficiency. Viterbo was at 200. Serve controlled by the defenders. Comes outside. Altena tips to the sideline and just missed the sideline out of bounds. Point Viterbo, so an attack error by Dort College. And the V-Hawks have service. Hannah Erickson serving for the La Crosse Wisconsin School. Short serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Altena. Off high hands. Saved by Viterbo. Set goes to the middle. Geidel. Geidel with the kill. Geidel already has 9 kills. Now that's 10 actually on 15 attacks. That's a 666 kill efficiency. 667 to be exact. And now an ace serve for Viterbo. And Viterbo has turned the momentum behind them right now. Fromater over the ace. Dort College needs a point. They trail 4-1. Beg your pardon, not Fromater. This is Erickson serving. Fromater is in the front row. Serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Jansen. This is Altena. Well off of the net, unable to put it away. Now Geidel. Geidel hits it long and out of bounds. That's her first attack error in 16 tries. 4-2. Dort College down by two. Jamie Gasink has service. Gasink, floater sideline, controlled by the Beehawks. Guidel off high hands and a kill. Dort College has not been able to slow her down consistently. Guidel now with 11 kills. 5-2, Viterbo leading by three. Now Frohmader serving for the Beehawks and Coach Mike DeLong. And jump serve on the way for Frohmader, controlled by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss with a swing. Viterbo attacking, set goes to Geidel. Geidel with another kill. Well, Geidel cementing herself as one of the best players in the nation at the net, at least. She does not play all the way around, but for those three rotations, she is a handful. Jump serve. Taken by Altna, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Kromendijk, unable to put it down. Viterbo attacking. And a shot that's blocked by the defenders, but out of bounds. Maya Garrett with the kill. And Viterbo has taken a 7-2 lead. 7-2 our score. Viterbo in front. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment.
Thieves.
Frohmader with service, and her serve is long and out of bounds. It's 7-3. 7-3 our score. Frohmader with that floater that ends up off of the back line, and those serves with no spin on them, they duck and dive in the wind channels here in the Gateway Arena at the Tyson Event Center. Emma Altna serving her top spin serve, taken by Viterbo. Now a pass too close to the net, and Haley Moss is unable to get to it. An errant pass, and Viterbo's open up an 8-3 lead. 8-3 our score. Viterbo with serve. This is Terry Lynn Boudreau. Boudreau with service. And Boudreau's serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Back set Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss records the kill. Haley Moss with two kills. In six attacks, Dort College led so far by Emma Alton is five kills. Overpass, and Moss puts it away. Haley Moss with three kills. Dort College back to within three at 8-5. Serving for the defenders will be Summer Jansen. Serve controlled. Viterbo. They pop it up on the outside. Dort College gets a hand on it. Camp now over the top of the block. Saved by Gasink, and nobody home. Gasink sets it right side. Moss unable to get up on it. Dort College trails 9-5. 9-5 our score. Miscommunication there on what the set was going to be. Serve taken by Altna. Gets it up to Gasink. Too close to the net. Dort College not as sharp here in the last 20 points or so. Overpass, Lindbergh tries to put it away. Now Aspen, Aspen with a swing. Gasing back over to Moss. Moss off high hands. That was Aspen. Gross gets a hand on it. Set back over to Aspen. Aspen with a kill. Aspen records the kill. Aubrey Aspen, her second kill. Dort College has used one timeout. They have one remaining. Set goes middle to Camp, and they won't need a timeout yet. Leah Camp records the kill, and for Leah, she's got four kills. Serving Bausma. Bausma serves sideline, taken by Viterbo. Cross court, and the left-hander, Roberts, puts it away for the kill. Roberts attacking from the right-hand side of the Viterbo offense. And she puts it away with the left hand. Gabby Gomez serving for the Beehawks. Beehawks trying to make it to the national championship match for the first time in school history. Dort College was there last year. Frohmader, dug by Jansen, comes back over to Camp, redirects it. Viterbo covers it. Gross, they go back outside, saved by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, sets outside Lindbergh, blocked at the net. Jansen able to dig it up and over, though. Here comes Viterbo. And a block at the net put up as Maya Roberts tries to put it down. And the North College defenders get a block. That was Emma Altena. Beg your pardon, that was Lindbergh. Lindbergh just checking out, so she was in that spot. Serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake, low hard serve. Viterbo into the net, Fromater. That was a block, actually. Now Viterbo scrambling, and the defenders have cut the lead down to 11-8. 11-8, Aubrey Drake serving. Aubrey Drake. Jump serve controlled by the Beehawks. Set goes to Aspen, blocked at the net, point defenders. So another point for the defenders. This one on a block. Viterbo not using a timeout yet. Aubrey Drake serving. And Drake's jump serve taken by Gross. Nearly an overpass. Aspen keeps a hand on it. North College passes it over. That's Drake. Saved by Viterbo. Back over to Roberts, and Camp was in the net. A block error called on Camp. Point Viterbo. They lead 12-9. So Viterbo with Gross serving. That means Geidel checks back in with her 12 kills already. Gasink to Altena, off high hands, and a kill. Emma Altena with her fifth kill, and the defenders trail 12-10. 12-10, serving. It's Hannah Connolly. Hannah Connolly with the jump serve, floater, controlled. Viterbo attacks, slide to the right, Geidel. Controlled by Gasing, slide to the right, Cromendyke over the top of the block. Misses it wide, though. An attack error by Cromendyke on the slide. And Viterbo leads it 13-10. Back and forth they go, and Viterbo in a position right now where they can play keep away, if you will. Serve into the net, and Viterbo gives North College a break. Hannah Erickson, her serve, served into the tape. That means Jamie Gasink is now serving. Gasink, serve, floater, controlled by the V-Hawks. Fromater blocked at the net, point defenders. North College back-to-back points. North College within one after that block. Jamie Gasink serving. Jamie Gasink, the floater, controlled. Viterbo, off high hands. That was Geidel, unable to put it down. Geidel, blocked at the net by Cromendyke, but it falls off of Cromendyke's hands to the side, and Geidel gets yet another kill. Geidel with 13 kills. One error, 20 attacks. That's a 650 kill efficiency. Beg your pardon, that is a 600 kill efficiency. Floater taken by Drake. Quick attack. Moss off the 1 foot takeoff, unable to put it away. Now Altena around the block, saved by North College after the pushback by Viterbo. Fromater covers it, gets it back over to Geidel. Drake gets it over to Gasing. Gasing slaps it over. Fromater partially blocked at the net by Cromendyke. Back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke on the quick attack, unable to put it down, and now Gron with a kill. Amelia Gron with the kill as she finds the soft spot in the middle of the Dort College defense. And the V-Hawks have a three-point lead, 15-12. 15-12, V-Hawks leading by three. Controlled by Drake. Outside it comes Altena. Altena over the kill. It's 15-13. Emma Altena with her sixth kill. So Altena records the kill. And now serving is Abby Scamper. Scamper's floater. Controlled by Viterbo and Gron. Gron with a kill. Amelia Gron. With back-to-back kills, Dort College not covering the dump shot in this sequence. So back-to-back attacks by Grun for the last 2 points, I should say, for Viterbo. There was 1 point by the defenders in that run. And now an ace serve. An ace serve by Boudreaux. So Boudreaux drops one on the back line. And the defenders trail at 17-13. 17-13. Viterbo forces Dort College to use a timeout. Dort College, a 145 kill efficiency thus far. Viterbo, 235. Natalie Geidel, 13 kills, 1 error, 23 attacks. 522 kill efficiency for the V-Hawks. Emma Altena has 7 kills for the defenders. Leah Camp has 4. Haley Moss and Allie Kromadike, along with Julie Lindberg, have 3 each. Jamie Gasing, 17 assists so far in this one. Amelia Grun with 21. Of the 42 points recorded by Viterbo so far, 28 of them have come via attacks. Another 11 have been off of Dort College errors. So 39 out of 42 points accounted for directly either by Viterbo attacks or Dort College miscues at the net. Viterbo with a 17-13 cushion. Now this is where Dort College surrendered the lead. Let's see if they can turn the tables. They surrendered the lead in set one. Let's see if they can turn the tables on Viterbo here in set number two. Floater, taken by Lindberg, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a swing, controlled by the V-Hawks. V-Hawks over the top of the block, saved by Jansen, comes back over to Kromendijk. Joust at the net. This time it's Viterbo off of the slide. Kromendijk touches it over to Moss. Moss with a tip. Moss with a kill. 17-14, Dort College trailing. Haley Moss with her fourth kill. Summer Jansen will line it up and send it over. Summer Jansen with service. Floater controlled. V-Hawks. And a cross-court shot dug by Lindberg. They'll shoot it back over to Julia. Julia with a swing and the kill. Dort College creeps back to within 2, 17-15. Viterbo has both timeouts remaining. They won't use one yet. Here's Aspen off the slide, blocked by Camp and Lindberg. Viterbo reloads over the block, saved by Jansen. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Dort College back to within a point, 17-16. 17-16, our score, and Ryan DeLong wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the V-Hawks. Dort College back to within a point. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Well, great crowd on hand for today's contest. Dort College's supporters trying to rally the team, trailing much of set two after a disappointing loss in set number one. Viterbo, Aspen, over the block, saved by Altena. Gasink, Lindberg. Lindberg, cross court, dug by Gross. Overpass, Camp puts it down. 17-all. Camp records the kill for the defenders. Leah Camp with her fifth kill. And we have our first tie since it was 1-1. Jansen still with service to the back line. Getting it is Gross. Passed over the net. Free ball at Dort College. Jansen, Gasing, Gasing, Lindberg, Lindberg blocked. Altena, Gasing, Gasing, Camp, Camp, kill! Leah Camp with a kill. Leah now with 6. And Viterbo isn't going to waste any time. They call another timeout. A 5-0 run by the defenders. Dort College leading set 2 now, trying to even the match at 1 set apiece. This broadcast, Dort College Volleyball on KDCR, made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with just one call, 722-1901 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. 7 kills for Leah Camp, 7 kills for Emma Altena. Dort College having success with their outside and middle Julia Lindberg with four kills. Alec Tromendike with three. Haley Moss has four for Viterbo. It's been all Natalie Geidel. 13 kills, 13 out of their 28. No one else with more than four. That player is their other middle, Aubrey Aspen. Dort College trailing 18 to moments ago. They took the lead at 18-17. Now Viterbo attacking. Saved by Altena. Jansen and Gasink trying to get to it. Jansen on the floor trying to get out of the way of Gasink. Ends up rolling the wrong way. That's a kill for Viterbo. And the Beehawks have tied it up at 18-all. Beehawks service taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasink. Outside Lindberg. Roll shot. Viterbo keeps it in play. Passed over the net. Saved by Jansen. Comes over to Gasink. Back over to Camp. Camp with a swing. Controlled by Viterbo. Set goes to the middle. Aspen with a kill. Aspen with the kill. And serving for Viterbo. They get it up to Camp. Camp through the block. Viterbo keeps it in play. And we're going to have a double contact called on Rachel Frankowski. Frankowski called for the double. We're tied at 19. So a ball handling error on Viterbo. And serving for the defenders is Erica Bausma. Freshman from Sheldon floats it over. Overpass. Lindberg tries to put it down. Now Viterbo keeps it in play. Bausma, Gasink, backside Camp, unable to put it down. Tied 19-19. Set goes to Aspen. Aspen with a kill. Aspen has been more of a factor at the net than I had anticipated. She has five kills to go along with Geidel's 13. And Viterbo with a 2019 advantage in set number two. Floater. Altena, Gasing. Gasing dumps it. Kill. We're tied at 20-all. 20-20. Dort College and Viterbo. Set number two. Viterbo won set one, 25-23. That was one that Dort College led 19-14. Jump serve by Drake. Controlled back line by Gross. Set outside. Blocked at the net. Gasink puts the block up on Fromater. Point defenders. Neither team has a timeout remaining. Dort College leading 21-20. Aubrey Drake with service. And Aubrey Drake. Her short serve controlled by Viterbo. Set outside. And a kill for Roberts. Roberts, the right side attacker, puts it away, ties it at 21-all. So 21-21, this one continuing. Serving for the Beehawks is Gross. Taken by Drake, gets it to Gasing, back Camp. Camp unable to put it away. Gross keeps it in play. Geidel with a swing. Altena to the back line, saved by Viterbo, back to Geidel. High hands. Jansen got a hand on it. Now back over to Altena. Blocked at the net. Dort College loads up. Here comes Altena. Cross court. Long and out of bounds. Just off of the back line. Altena with an attack error. Right shot. Just didn't execute it. An attack error by Emma Altena. And now Viterbo back with the advantage at 22-21. Gross has served. Gross with service. And the floater taken by Bausma gets it over to Gasing. Now Camp. Camp ties it 22-all. Leah Camp with a kill. Leah Camp unofficially with eight kills. Altena with seven. Floater by Connolly. Back corner. Saved by the Beehawks. Slide to Geidel. Geidel with a kill. Man, she's a handful. 14 for Geidel. There's no secret where the ball is going. Viterbo, at times it seems, they could tell you what they're going to run. And you know where it's going, and Geidel somehow able to sneak it through the window. Taken by Bausma. Altena on the second attack into the net. And Viterbo now sitting on set point and a potential 2-0 lead. An attack error by Altena. Serving for Viterbo is Hannah Erickson. And Erickson will line it up and send it over. Short serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes outside to Alton over the swing. Controlled by the V-Hawks. That's Frohmader, unable to put it away. Gaysink comes back over to Alton. Alton over the kill. Emma Alton makes it 24-23. North College hanging around, but Viterbo, it's just a matter of survival. Whether you win by two, you win by five, you win by seven, it's just a matter of trying to survive it. Gaysink with service. Gaysink the floater, controlled by Viterbo. Alton actually had a swing at it, got blocked. Tips to the back corner. That one's going to drop. 24-all. So now North College forcing a tie at 24-24. They get off set point at least. Now Jamie Gaysink serving, trying to give North College the lead. Floater, nearly an ace. Viterbo, though, keeps it in play. Guidel blocked at the net, Cromendyke! A block at the net for Allie Cromendyke. And the North College defenders take the lead. And now North College, maybe they can steal set number two. Gaysink served down the line. Taken by Viterbo. Overpass. And North College's Haley Moss finds the sideline for the kill. And both teams have squandered late leads. And we have a flat-footed tie, 1-1. It's reduced to a best-of-three match over the next three contests. North College wins it 26-24. So we head to set number three, tied one set apiece. Back with more in a moment. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR. The North College defenders with a two-point win in set number two, and that energizes the North College crowd. Both teams letting late leads slip away in sets one and two. Over on the other floor, Lindsey Wilson and Missouri Baptist tied 25-all in set number two. Lindsey Wilson won set one, 25-22. And the Viterbo V-Hawks will receive serve from Aubrey Drake. North College got a big block. Natalie Geidel took a swing late in set number two, and Allie Cromendyke was able to put the block up, and the North College defenders rode that momentum after that play to the win. A four-point run by the defenders to win at 26-24. Set goes middle, Aspen unable to put it away. Drake back over to Gaysink, tipped to the sideline. And a kill for the middle from Leah Camp. Leah Camp with eight kills. North College leads 1-0. Well, neither team with a distinct overall advantage. Aubrey Drake serves into the net. Obviously, the advantage Viterbo has exploited is that they've got Geidel. But they've only got her for half of the rotations, obviously, as she rotates out and does not play back row. Gross with serve. We're tied 1-1. Floater controlled. Gaysink over to Altena. Altena over the kill. Altena makes it 2-1. 2-1. Emma Altena with her ninth kill. Hannah Connolly with service. North College, a 194 kill efficiency this afternoon. Viterbo 230. Set goes to the middle. Geidel covered by Connolly on the off speed. Alton over the off speed. Taken by Viterbo. Roberts down the line. Hits it long and out of play. So Roberts serves it long. I should say hits it long. Point defenders. North College leads 3-1. Connolly, floater. Taken by Phillips. Frohmader off of the block. Phillips has to chase it. Keeps it in play. Roberts tips. Pancake saved by the defenders. Passed over the net by Drake. Saved by Viterbo. Set goes middle. Geidel unable to put it away. Gaysink gets it to Cromendyke. Second contact. Passes it over. comes back over to Roberts, left-handed attack, unable to put it down. Connolly gets it over to Gasing. Gasing swing, dug by Gross, overpass, joust, saved by Gasing, passed over the net by Drake, saved by Viterbo. Beehawks will set, middle, Guidel, Guidel kill. Guidel with the kill. She has 15. And the Dort College lead is 3-2. Guidel has two attack errors, 15 total kills, just 30 swings. That's pretty efficient. Outside it goes Altina. Swing. And we've got a player in the net, a block error called against Viterbo. And the Dort College defenders lead it 4-2 in set number two. Set number two, Jamie Gasink with service. Gasink, short serve, very nearly an ace. Viterbo gets to it. Guidel, Guidel off of the block, kill. Another kill for Guidel. Got to think at some point she's going to get tired. She's got 30 attacks. Aspen is 19. 49 of Viterbo's 95 attacks have come out of the middle block, come to their middle attackers. Lindsey Wilson and Missouri Baptist tied at 28 all in their set. Gasink to Kromendyke. Kromendyke into the net. Point Viterbo. We're tied 4 all. So an attack error by Kromendyke. Viterbo has service. Serving for the V-Hawks will be Frohmader. Frohmader short serve. Taken by Drake. Comes back over to Altina. Altina puts it down 5-4. Altina with the kill. She's got 10. And Altina serving. Altina, low hard serve, controlled by Viterbo. Set right side, Guidel. Guidel with the kill. Guidel with 17 kills now. And the Dort College defenders surrender the lead. It's 5-5. We now have a tie. Guidel ties it at 5-5. Viterbo serving. Boudreau. Boudreau. Saved by Jansen. They get the setup over to Moss on the right side. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss makes it 7-6. Haley Moss gives Dort College a one-point advantage. Short serve controlled by the V-Hawks. Set goes outside, blocked. Diving to the bench area is Gasing. She goes sliding into one of the chairs. A kill for the V-Hawks. We're tied at 6-all. Amelia Grand serving. Grand serve taken by Lindbergh. Outside attack, Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked. Point Viterbo. They lead 7-6. 7-6. V-Hawks. Amelia Grand. Taken by Altna. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Camp. Camp, quick attack, kill. Leah Camp with a kill. Obviously, you can't help but think about next year with this team. You take a look at all the returners. No matter what happens here today, Dort College will have some very talented players returning and some who very simply have improved throughout this week. Emma Altina attacking from behind the spike line. Too long, out of play. And Viterbo regains the lead at 8-7 after the attack error. One of those is Leah Camp. As the level of competition has risen, so has hers. Finding out that her top end is not where it has been this season. Lindbergh with an attack, brushes the antenna, and Lindbergh with that attack error. And Viterbo now on a 4-1 run. They've opened up a 2-point lead. 2-point advantage for the V-Hawks. Controlled by Jansen, gets it over to Gasink. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Stab saved by Camp, keeping it in play. Falling away was Gasink, and they call Frohmader for a block error. Gasink gets the kill. Gasink with her second kill today. 9-8. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. Aubrey Drake with serve. Drake's serve is long and out of play. That one not close. Drake a little too long. So a Drake service error. And it's back to a two-point contest, 10-8. 10-8 our score. Serving is Viterbo's Gross. Gross taken by Bausma. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing dumps it. Covered by Gross. She lunges to it. Gets it up to Geidel. Geidel unable to put it away. Set outside Altena. Altena unable to put it down. Here comes Viterbo. Set goes outside Roberts. Roberts blocked at the net. Down on Dort College's side. Point Viterbo. They lead 11-8. 11-8, Maya Roberts with that kill. Gross with service. This Viterbo team has some young players, but they will have significant gaps to fill in after this season. Set goes outside Altena. Altena banks it off of the block. There's a returner for Dort College next year. Three players, three seniors in this rotation. Very different roles for all three. All C, regular play, though. Connolly with service. Connolly, a freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota. Set goes outside Roberts. Swung, dug by Drake. Gets it over to Cromendike. Overpass, Altena puts it down. Emma Altena with the kill. And for Emma, that's her 12th. And the defenders back to within a point at 11-10. Short serve, Fromater unable to handle it. Drake with an ace. Aubrey Drake pops, Hannah Connolly pops that ace serve in. Connolly with the ace, and we're deadlocked at 11-11. Our first tie since it was 7-7 in our fourth tie of the set. Geidel blocked at the net. Viterbo will reload. Roberts off speed, drops it in front of a diving Connolly. 12-11. Viterbo diversifying their attack just a little bit more here. Viterbo leads by a point, 12-11. Serving for the V-Hawks is Erickson. Erickson with the serve. Right side attack, Cromendike. Cromendike on the slide to the right, a kill. Was not fast in developing by any means, but Cromendike records the kill. That is her third. Jamie Gasink with service. Gasink to the back line. Saved by Gross. An ace for Jamie Gasink. Gasink with the ace. Dort College starting to pile up a few aces now. Now you wonder about fatigue on the Viterbo side. That is the third ace serve for the defenders. Set right side. Geidel. Geidel through the block kill. What a safety blanket she is, a security blanket. Chips are down. She's on the floor. Find her, and she somehow makes it into the window. We're tied at 13-all. Fromater, jump serve. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, quick attack. Right side, Moss. Moss unable to put it down. Fromater. Set comes back. Left side, unable to put it down. Jansen, Gasing. Gasing shoots it over to Cromendike. Cromendike over the kill. Allie Cromendike with the fourth kill. 14-13. Over on court number one, Lindsay Wilson has beaten Missouri Baptist 32-30 in set two to take a 2-0 lead in that best-of-five match. Lindsay Wilson, a dominating performance so far this year, undefeated this year. Viterbo outside attack, and hitting it long and out of play is Garrett, Point Dort College. Defenders lead at 15-13. So an attack error by Garrett. 15-13, set number three. Dort College in Viterbo, tied up one set apiece. Set right side, over the top of the block. That was Geidel. Dort College keeps it in play. Passed over the net by Lindbergh. Saved by Viterbo. V-Hawks, set goes to the middle. Unable to put it away. Jansen over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Cromendike. Cromendike with the kill. Cromendike with the kill. Dort College has opened up a three-point lead. Timeout on the floor, charge to Viterbo. Dort College summoning up some energy, and they have taken a three-point advantage with a 5-1 run. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCO. 16-13. The North College Defenders with a three-point advantage here in set number three. The V-Hawks receiving serve now from Abby Skemper. So Skemper will line it up and send it over. Skemper serve controlled by Viterbo. Geidel through the block. No, blocked by Cromendyke. Viterbo regroups. Passed over the net by Gross. Saved by Skemper. Gasing touches it to Cromendyke. Cromendyke just wide, not a play. Point Viterbo. Viterbo makes it 16-14 on the attack error. So an attack error by the defenders. North College leading 16-14. Leads at this point of a set have not meant anything this morning. Serving Viterbo, Terry Lynn Boudreau. Taken by Jansen. Gasink. Roll shot. Lindbergh unable to put it away. Viterbo fields it off of the net. And Viterbo able to bang it off of the block. North College unable to close quickly enough. It's 16-15. 16-15 our score. Garrett with that kill. Floater sideline is wide, not a play. So a service error. North College maintains a two-point lead. North College had a 19-15 lead in set one and lost 25-23. Viterbo had a 24-22 lead in set two and lost 26-24. Lindbergh, one-foot takeoff, unable to put it down. Here comes Viterbo out of the middle. Aspen, saved by Gasing, kept alive by Jansen, passed over the net by Camp. Saved by Gross for Viterbo. Slide right side. Aspen unable to put it away. Gasing tries to tip sideline. Saved by Viterbo and Gross. Garrett cross court. Dug by the defenders. Gasing back over to Camp. Redirects it. Kill. Leah Camp. Another kill. She's got 10. 18-15. Dort College by 3. Summer Jansen serving. Jansen serve. Short. Now a joust at the net, one out by Lindbergh. Julia Lindbergh with her fourth kill. North College leads 19-15. There's a timeout on the floor, charged to the V-Hawks. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from People's Insurance. They're a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa at Eichstra. In Sioux Center at 722-0101. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. And by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Back with more from the Tyson Events Center right after this.
Yeah.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort. Well, that's kdcr885.com. Beg your pardon. Old habits still die hard. Camp on the overpass puts it away. Dort College leads at 20-15. Viterbo is out of timeouts. Leah Camp with her 11th kill by my count. I'll double-check against the official score. Just a little bit of a delay there. Camp hitting right around 300 this morning. I guess we can call it this afternoon now. Passed up to the net. Gasing saves it. Camp, second contact, hits it into the net. Point Viterbo. I think that was the right decision. Camp on the second contact, trying to put it down. Amelia Grand serving. And the Viterbo V-Hawks now trying to come up with a comeback here, down 20-16. 20-16, our score. Taken by Altna. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Moss. Moss, did someone touch it? They did. Point defenders, 21-16. 21-16, our score. Serving for the defenders is Erica Bausma. Bausma, floater, controlled by the V-Hawks. Set goes to the middle, through the box. Saved by Altna. Viterbo. A set outside, not able to put it away, and nobody covered it. Garrett gets blocked. It goes high in the air. She backs off. Nobody goes and makes first contact. And Garrett gets blocked. So that'll go as a block point for the defenders. They now have 9 here this morning. Set right side. Garrett through the block. Saved by the defenders. Gazing back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with 12 kills. Dort College leads 23-16. 23-16, Dort College in front. Serving for the defenders is Bausma. Controlled by the V-Hawks. Slide right side, Aspen. Aspen with a kill. It's 23-17. If you're Dort College, all you want to do now is survive it and get to set 4. ...23-17, defenders up by 6. Gabby Gomez with service. Gomez, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasink. Outside comes Lindberg. Lindberg with a kill. Julia Lindberg. That one hung at the net after it got blocked and spun back down. And now Dort College on set point, leading 24-17. 24-17. Serving, Aubrey Drake. Drake, floater, taken by Viterbo and Gross. Outside attack, over the top of the block, saved by Gasing. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing. We have a player in the net for Viterbo. A block error called on the V-Hawks and the Dort College defenders. Another kill for Leah Camp. And the defenders win set 3, 25-17. We head to set number 4, Dort College with a 2-1 advantage. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College with a 2-1 lead on the Viterbo V-Hawks here in this national semifinal match. A win propels one of these two teams into the NAIA National Championship match. And over on court number 1, looking more and more like it's going to be Lindsey Wilson. They lead 13-8 in set 3 after winning sets 1 and 2, 25-22 and 32-30. Dort College winning sets 2 and 3, 26-24 here in 25-17 after surrendering a lead late in set number 1. Dort College with a 233 kill efficiency. Viterbo 217. Dort College led by Emma Altena and Leah Camp with 14 kills apiece. 6 kills for Lindberg and Cromendyke, 7 for Haley Moss. For Viterbo, Geidel's been the story. 18 kills, 2 errors, 38 total attacks. Drake, Gasing. Gasing, Altena, Altena, kill. Emma Altena with the kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 1-0. 1-0 our score. Altena now with 15 kills. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Floater controlled by the V-Hawks. They'll set middle. Geidel. Geidel banks it off the block. Kill. Geidel with another kill. She's got 19. We're tied at 1 apiece. Katie Frohmader with service. 1-1 our score. And Frohmader's serve taken by Bausma. Gets it to Gasing. Slide over to Cromendyke. Slow and developing. And Cromendyke gets blocked at the net. Point Viterbo. Viterbo leads 2-1. 2-1 our score. Frohmader serving. Frohmader with the serve on the way. And Frohmader serve. Sideline taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Touches it over to Altena. Altena unable to put it away. Here comes Viterbo. Geidel. Geidel dug by Bausma. Right place, right time. Altena to the back line. Saved by Frohmader. Set goes outside. Unable to put it away. Viterbo. Now Cromendyke. Cromendyke tips to the sideline and a kill. 2-2 our score for Cromendyke. Cromendyke with her 6th kill. And serving for the defenders will be Gasink. Gasink, serve, controlled by Viterbo. Right side attack, Geidel, blocked at the net. Altena and Kromendijk put the block up on Geidel. Point defenders. 3-2 our score. Matches at the tournament should be made possible by Hall's cough drops as well. What a couple of days it has been. Out of the middle, Maya Garrett. Garrett with the kill. I beg your pardon, Garrett. That one dropped on Viterbo's side of the net. Dort College maintaining service up 4-2. Dump by Gron. Gron with a kill. Gron makes it 4-3. Bailey Gross with serve. Her team down a point. Dort College leading in the match 2-1. Gross, floater, taken by the defenders. Gets it up to Kromendijk off the one-handed set by Gasink. Shoots it over to Altena. Altena wide, not a play. Point Viterbo, we're tied 4-all. Altena with an attack error. Emma Altena, 15 kills, 6 errors, 40 attacks. That's around 250 for a kill efficiency. That's right where she's at this season. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasink. Back over to Moss. Moss tip kill. Haley Moss, 1 foot takeoff. The 6'6 senior puts it away. She now has 8 kills. She's hitting over 350 for the match. Dort College leading 5-4. Jump serve on the way. Altena, saved by Viterbo. Set goes to the middle. Aspen. Aspen hits it long and out of play. No touch at the net. Looking for the indication from the back line judge, and he doesn't raise his, he doesn't give the indication. And the defenders lead it now 6-4. 6-4. Serving is Altena. Dumped over the net. Saved by Altena. No. Goes out of play. Point Viterbo. Viterbo down 6-5. Serving for the Beehawks is Amelia Gron. Gron's serve taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Moss. Moss tips it around the block. Saved by Viterbo. Block at the net by the defenders. No, that ball never made it over the tape. Point defenders. And the Beehawks, Maya Roberts, with an attack error. She attacked with the left hand, hit it into the tape, and it bounced back to her. Summer Jansen with serve. Short serve taken by Gross. Slide to the right, Aspen. Aspen with a kill. Aspen with the kill. And for Aubrey Aspen, that's her 7th. Serving for the Beehawks is Gabby Gomez. She's a 5'5 junior, Dort College leading 7-6 in set number 4. Serve taken by Lindbergh, over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net, attacking Roberts. Roberts sneaks it in between the antenna and the block for the kill. We're tied at 7-all. 7-7. Gabby Gomez serving. Taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Dort College has had an advantage with Camp attacking. Leah Camp now with 15. She and Altena have done the bulk of the damage for Dort College today. Serving for the defenders. That's Bausma. Set outside Roberts. Roberts banks it off of the block. Kill. Viterbo ties it at 8-8. So Roberts a little more effective at the net recently. Roberts with 7 kills. Terry Lynn Boudreau serving. Short serve taken by Jansen. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Might want to keep going there. Leah Camp with her 16th. She seems to be getting stronger as the match goes along. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Yeah, Lindsay Wilson's going to win in 3, it looks like, over on the other floor. Viterbo, an attack, and a kill. That time, Dort College missed time the block, and Geidel made him pay. She's got 20, and we're tied at 9-9. 9-9. Geidel with her 20th kill on 42 attacks. She's got a 390 kill efficiency. And Hannah Erickson is serving now for the V-Hawks. V-Hawks, her serve, right to left, saved by Drake. Gasing somehow races to it. That's off the tape by Camp, controlled by Viterbo. They scramble. Passed over the net, free ball to College. Jansen, Gasing, Gasing outside Altina. Altina over the swing, controlled by Viterbo. Pushed back over by Altina, saved by Viterbo. Dort College scrambles to it. Jansen, Gasing, Gasing pushes it over, free ball. Here comes Geidel, off high hand, saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing, back over to Camp. Camp with a tip, saved by Viterbo. Dumped over, and a kill for Viterbo, and they tie it at 10. 10-10. I beg your pardon, but Turbo takes the lead at 10-9. 10-9, but Turbo in front by a point. Hannah Erickson serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tips it, and I believe we've got Gasing getting called for an attack error as she was in the net. Point Viterbo, it's 11-9. 11-9, our score, Hannah Erickson. Erickson serve, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill. 17 for Camp, following up that 18-kill performance from last night with 17 so far in this one. It's 11-10. Serving, Connolly, floater, taken by Viterbo, set, Geidel. Geidel blocked at the net. Viterbo covers it, comes back. Passed over the net by Frohmader. Controlled by Connolly. Gasing. Gasing dumps it. Overpass. Bausma back over to Gasing. Comes outside. Altina. Altina with a swing. Altina with the kill. We're tied at 11. Emma Altina with her 16th kill. Altina and Camp. 33 of Dort College's 56 kills. Lindbergh has 6. Moss has 8. Jump serve controlled by Viterbo, dumped over, saved by Bausma, gets it over to Drake, comes outside, Altina blocked at the net, Dort College picks it out of the net, now a joust, Kromendijk pushes it over, here comes Viterbo, back to Geidel, tips it over, saved by Connolly, gets it over to Gasing, outside, Altina, Altina, cross court, kill! Emma Altina, off of the broken play, her 17th kill, Dort College regains the lead, at 12-11 with 3 straight. Jump serve Connolly, controlled by Viterbo. Gross, outside Geidel, through the block, dug by Connolly, kept it in play. Here comes Gross, gets it up, back over to Geidel. Geidel, and Geidel with a kill. The Hammers at the net doing their job. Geidel with 21. No secrets, no surprises. Can you stop it? 12-12. Serving for Viterbo is Frohmader. Frohmader served, taken by Bausman, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Altina. Altina off high hand, saved by Viterbo. Viterbo, slide right side, Geidel, another one. Got to get her out of the front row. Geidel with 21. 21 kills for Geidel. Viterbo regains the lead with a 2-point, with back-to-back points, 13-12. Frohmader. Several dribbles. Now she'll serve it over. Taken by Bausma. Gasing. Gasing tips to the sideline. Missed it wide. 14-12. Dort College playing with a 2-1 advantage in the match. Gasing with an attack error. Dort College has to call a timeout. Couple momentum swings. Both teams playing pretty high level right now. Defenders need a timeout. Back with more in a moment. 14-12, Viterbo leads in set number 4. Dort College leading the match, 2-1. Jansen, Gasing, Gasing, Kromendijk, Kromendijk, kill. Allie Kromendijk with her 7th kill. Dort College back to within 1. At 14-13. 14-13, served by Gasing, controlled by Viterbo. Geidel, cross court, dug by Gasing. Kromendijk back to Altina, off high hand, saved by Viterbo. They'll set to Geidel. Geidel blocked at the net by Kromendijk. Bump set to Roberts, unable to put it away. Moss there for the tip. Now Geidel drops it through. Geidel with the kill. Geidel with 22. 15-13, Viterbo in front. Gross has service. Take it by Drake, gets it over to Gaysing, comes back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a kill. 15-14. Kromendyk with a kill. But Geidel is out of the match now, and Aspen is in. Sedor College down a point. They were down two when Geidel left. Kromendyk with her eighth kill. Sir to the back line. Taken by Viterbo. Dumped over. Saved by Gaysing. Kromendyk gets it back over to Moss. Moss around the block. Kill tied up. 15 all. Moss records her eighth kill. Moss with her eighth kill. Serving for the defenders is Skemper. Controlled by Viterbo. Slide to the right. Aspen off high hand. Saved by Gaysing. Kromendyk tries to get it on the second contact, unable to put it away, and the ball hits the antenna on the attack by Garrett, point defenders. So Garrett with an attack error. Andor College leads 16-15. Viterbo is two separate teams, one when Geidel's on the floor, one when she is not. Served by Skemper, controlled by Viterbo. V-Hawks comes back over to Aspen. Saved by Gaysink. No, it ends up off of the end line and out of play. We're tied at 16. So Aspen gets that kill. Aspen with eight by my count. And an errant pass. Gaysink gets to it over in the netting. Now Viterbo. Aspen hits it wide and out of bounds, but we've got a touch at the net called on the defenders. Point Viterbo. So an attack with Aspen with another kill. Aspen with nine. Serving, Viterbo pops it over the net, taken by Altena, gets it over to Gaysing, back over to Kromendyk, chicken wing save. North College, Altena sends it over. Free ball, though, for Viterbo. Viterbo blocked at the net. Here come the V-Hawks. Another attack by Roberts, saved by Moss on the cover. Chaos on the floor right now. Lindbergh with a swing, and we've got a player in the net for Viterbo. Point defenders tied up 17-all. Just had bodies everywhere on the last 2 points. 17-17 the score. Serving is Jansen here in set number four. Dort College leading in the match. 2-1. Jansen serve controlled by the V-Hawks. Set goes to the middle and hitting it long and out of play. Viterbo sliding Garrett to the middle and she hits it long. An attack error by Garrett. Point defenders. It's 18-17. Viterbo has both of their timeouts remaining. Set goes to the middle. Garrett unable to put it away. Dort College. Oh, and they say Dort College has called for a net violation. That'll be Roberts who actually gets the kill, her eighth. And the defenders tied up at eight. They are tied now at 18-all on the block error. So Viterbo serving. Gabby Gomez, her right-handed serve, cross-court, taken by Lindbergh, gets it over to Gaysing, back over to Camp. Camp off high hands, doesn't get that one down. Viterbo and Aspen. Aspen over the top of the block, gets the kill. It's 19-18. 19-18. Viterbo with a one-point lead. Serving is Gomez. Gomez serve taken by Lindbergh. Roll shot, saved by Viterbo. Set goes to the middle. Aspen covered by Gaysing. Bump set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh cross court. Somehow saved. Viterbo passes it over the net. Free ball. Altena, Gaysing, Moss, kill. Haley Moss with a kill. She's got nine. 19-19. Serving, Fort Ord College. Is Bausma. Bausma, back line, saved by Viterbo. Outside attack, saved by Bausma. Gets it over to Gaysink. Bump set, Altena from behind the spike line, unable to do anything with it. Viterbo back over to Roberts, blocked at the net. Lindbergh and Camp, point defenders. A block by the defenders. Dort College leads 20-19. Viterbo has two timeouts remaining. They trail two sets to one. Serving Bausma. Bausma dives over the net. Saved by Viterbo. Fromater. Fromater hits it long. Out of bounds. Point defenders. 21-19. Fromater with the attack error. I believe Mike DeLong is going to call a timeout, and he does. 21-19. Dort College a two-point lead and a 2-1 match lead on the Viterbo V-Hawks. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Dort College, a 234 kill efficiency. Viterbo, a 209 kill efficiency. Dort College, 63 kills. Viterbo, 57. 54 digs for the, 54 assists for the defenders. Gaysink has 50. Amelia Grand has 46 of her team's 53. Dort College has been clicking on offense in the last few sets. They hit for a 351 kill efficiency in set three. I thought set four was a little higher. They're at 237, but Turbo's at 184. The Dort College defenders with 67 digs to Viterbo's 71. The defenders with 12 points on blocks, Viterbo with 5. Service aces. Dort with 3, Viterbo with 2. Both teams have 3 service errors. Winner advances on to face number 1, Lindsey Wilson, tonight at 7 o'clock. An ace serve for Bausma. Bausma picks out a spot on the sideline, gets an ace, and the Dort College lead is 22-20. The fourth ace serve of the match for Dort College. Dort College with 3-point breathing room. Overpass. Dort College attacking Lindberg. Lindberg with the kill! 23-20. I beg your pardon, 23-19. The defenders 2 points away from a return trip to the national championship match. Timeout on the floor. Mike DeLong for the Viterbo V-Hawks. The Dort College defenders with a 2-1 match lead. The Dort College defenders with a 23-19 lead here in set number 4. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more from Sioux City in a moment. Dort College with a 4-point lead. Altona overpass. Here comes Viterbo. Set goes to the middle. Aspen dug by Altona. Gets it over to Gaysink. Camp, Camp, kill! Leah Camp with a kill. She goes middle, left to right. And the Dort College defenders now on set and match point. Serving for the defenders, Bausma goes sideline. Taken by Garrett, overpass Camp. And the Dort College defenders are back in the national championship match tonight at 7 o'clock. Over the last three matches, Dort College has taken down number 3, Hastings, number 6, Westmont, and number 2, Viterbo. And the Dort College defenders are going after their first NAIA National Championship in team play again tonight at 7 o'clock here at the Tyson Event Center. They'll be taking on number 1, Lindsey Wilson, this evening at 7 o'clock. So Dort College bounces back from a loss in set 1 to win sets 2, 3, and 4, 26-24, 25-17, and 25-19. They hand Viterbo just their second loss of the season. So Dort College will play another match in this marathon week. It'll be at 7 o'clock this evening here in Sioux City. Let's take a break. We'll be back to recap tonight's action along with the Wireless World post-game wrap. Right after this, this is Dort College basketball. And this is Dort College volleyball on KDCR. What the last 24 hours or so, a Dort College team that faced significant challenges beginning the year had to fill in the gaps. They lost a first-team All-American to graduation. Looked like an all-conference player was not going to play this season. And this was all after they made a trip to the NAIA National Championship last year. The Dort College defenders have continued to improve throughout this year. They have battled. They have found ways to be in matches you probably wouldn't think they should be in. Along the way, they got that all-conference player back from injury. And here at the national championship, playing a lousy schedule. Those late-night matches are the pits. And they have risen to the occasion repeatedly. They have bounced back from a loss to Missouri Baptist in pool play. And quite honestly, after that match, the Dort College crowd filing out looked like they would have rather been anywhere but there, facing the prospect of their defenders taking on the defending NAI national champions on the following day. The defenders, though, didn't think twice about it. They went after Hastings last night, beat them 3-1, took on a Westmont team that I thought was really, really good after watching them here at the national championship. Swept them 3-0. And then it was Viterbo today. Viterbo, a team that had beaten Dort College 3-1 in La Crosse back in early October. And that was a match where Dort College did not feel great about how they played as a whole. There were stretches where they were good. There were stretches where they really needed to improve. And here today, after a rocky set one, and on a day where you're fatigued mentally and physically, you surrender a lead relatively late in set one, and it could have gone south in a hurry. And for a while in set two, it looked like it was going to go south in a hurry. Dort College was down midway through set two, staring at the prospect of a 2-0 deficit to try and climb out of, and they fought their way back in again. They were at set point, down 24-22. Viterbo just 1 point away from taking a 2-0 lead in this match, and they scored 4 points in a row to lead at 26-24. The defenders dominate set number three, 25-17, and again, it looked like Viterbo was going to force set number five, and the defenders rallied, and they score the last 7 points of the set, and they go on to win it and earn a spot in the national championship match tonight with a 25-19 victory over a very good Viterbo team. So tonight, that is, Dort College will face Lindsey Wilson. That'll be a 7 o'clock match. And I can't overemphasize enough how rare these opportunities are. If you have the opportunity and you're a Dort College volleyball supporter, past, present, future, if you're within driving distance of Sioux City, we'd love to see you here. The crowds have been awesome so far. There's still room for more. As Dort College goes after their first NAI National Championship tonight, I would love to see Dort College defenders with a strong contingent of fans again, as they take on an unbeaten Lindsey Wilson team that has cruised through this tournament so far. It will be a stiff challenge, but I have a feeling the defenders will show up and give it a shot. Dort College, a 3-1 win over Viterbo. Back with the Wireless World postgame wrap in a moment. Let's try that again. You're listening to KDCR 88.5, and Coach Chad Hansen is snuck in behind me.
Boo.
Good win today, Coach.
Thanks, Mike. Wow.
Yeah, that was something. 3-1. Let's talk about it a little bit. I know you have a busy afternoon. Yeah. You got another one to prepare for. Yeah. It's a good busy, obviously.
It is.
Set number one, down, up 19-15, really had things cruising. And I really liked the matchup. You had Geidel off the floor, and I thought, okay. I mean, she'd been killing you up to that point.
Yeah.
You got her off the floor, and I'm thinking, up five, ride it out, get the win. And somehow Viterbo got a little momentum going. What do you talk about after set number one? What do you remind the women of heading into set number two after what I felt was a pretty disappointing loss to start this match?
Yeah, that's a great observation, Mike. One of the first things I said was, you guys, we had 9 attack errors. After that first set, 9 attack errors. I said, that's one of the highest attacking error games I think we've had in a while, and that's going to be tough for us. I said, in this next set, we decreased. I asked them, what was the score of that game? They said 25-23. So I said, okay, it's 2 points. If we decrease those 9 attack errors by 2 errors, decrease the errors to 7, now we're in the game, and it's maybe a different outcome. Decrease it by 3, and now we've got a little bit breathing room going forward. Decrease it by 4, and we are, you know, sliding into home with no one around. So one of them was decreasing attackers. I said, passers, you guys have been money for us. You've been really putting the ball in a good spot through the most of this set. Let's stay there and really keep us in a good system. Serving, I felt just really, really strong about our serving. And, you know, on the blocking side, there were some technical things that we adjusted to later in this match.
Set number two, all those things being said, set number two, Viterbo controlled early. It wasn't until the midpoint of set two that you yourself put together a run to give yourself a chance, but you're still down 24-22. They're serving for the set and a 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
And at the end of an emotional and physically draining week, a 2-0 lead in a setting like this is not a good scenario.
That's very true. Very true. And we didn't think about that or focus on that. We've really been using a term, next point or point for point. In the stronger that the competition is, the more you need to be singularly focused. You need to be very present of mind and in the moment. And can't let a point of success or a point of failure carry into the next point other than what did we learn from that moment of success or moment of failure, so that we'd either execute it in a mental way, we execute it better, or it's always so that we execute it better, whether it's a success or a failure.
You may have played better sets this season than set three, but against a good opponent, I don't know if you've played a set like that where you had good attack numbers.
Yeah.
It really controlled play in set number three, and I thought the match really hinged on that one.
I felt really good with set three. It was great to have some breathing room and to keep moving forward in all different areas. Our effort, our communication, I felt were really strong. Lots of things were really, we were purposeful in how we were trying to execute, and it was a neat, consistent outcome of the ball, often doing what we wanted. That was really, really a joy.
Set number four, you basically just get things taken care of, and just a great way to finish it. You don't want to go to a set five, obviously, with another match going on this evening. How critical is it in this tournament to close out sets when you can?
Oh, always. It always is. I've mentioned this before, Mike, that every jump that you stay off the floor, every attack swing that you're not taking because you can win a match in three as opposed to four, and because and you can win a match in four as opposed to five, every single opportunity to stay down and to not have to use your arm, that's beneficial. Some of the players this morning said they were reflecting on last year's national tournament. They said after the last year Friday night match where we played Columbia, they said that was exhilarating, lots of fun. Saturday morning of last year, some of the players said they felt like they got hit by a Mack truck. They said they had muscles that were sore they didn't even know they had. So this year we tried to strengthen those muscles they didn't know they had. But some of them were saying that similar comment this year, that this morning definitely felt a little more sore. And so the bodies are taking a toll. This is a grueling tournament. And it is so worth it, Mike, so, so worth it to be in this moment and to have those sore muscles working together, supporting each other, loving on each other through this sport of volleyball.
I made a comment partway through this match. You can't help but you don't think about it, but I do. I look out on the floor and I see, okay, you've got a lot of players returning for next year, so you look at how they improve through this week. Mm. I think the positive thing to say at this point is there are some players who are playing and playing very well that have not found their ceilings yet.
Yeah.
There are players that have risen through the play,
yeah,
with 4 days of action here at the national championship.
Yeah, very true. And that you hope that's the case. After each of these matches here, Mike, I've been complimenting my team, telling them great job, fun, and all those great words. But I've also been just asking them to be mindful of what did we learn from this match we just won. Well, in some senses, it's how do we work through playing tired? In other senses, how do we work through a tense, competitive moment? In some senses, it's how do we better stop a player who is really after us and do it as a team? And so it feels really good to be in this context, you know, playing in this moment, and super excited for this.
What are the challenges of playing a team like Viterbo that is so built around one player and Guidel?
Yeah,
Guidel was beating you up for a while today. What are the challenges of that?
The challenges are that a singular player in volleyball who's really a go-to, that can start to put some stress and pressure on the whole fabric of your team, because if the block does their job against an attacker in volleyball, then and they don't block the ball, but they're just in a good spot, and it goes to a digger, the block could come down feeling like, hey, I did my job, how come you didn't dig it? Vice versa, if the block didn't do their job against that hitter, the back row can come forward and say, hey, do your job. And it can make frustrating kinds of moments in the experience of trying to stop a player who is a continual go-to. And I think that's one of the first challenges we experience, and we even experienced it here a little bit today, of trying to remind our group, stay focused, stay committed to each other, and we are going to stop her. We are going to do these things together to try and minimize her impact. And I complimented the team that going into the fourth set, after the first set, she had 9 kills, no errors on 14 swings. And going into the second set, we noticed that her productivity decreased. Going into the third, it decreased further. She still finished with strong numbers, but going into the fourth set, Jamie Schollenbrook, my assistant coach, said she has continued to decline in her impact on the stat sheet, and that's a credit to our collective team defense. And that was the exact message we gave going into the fourth set, that we are going to do this, and let's commit to it together.
Lindsey Wilson, tonight, 7 o'clock. They're good.
Yeah,
they are. You've done some things over the last 24 hours that I said on the before you got up here, I think these women are going to show up and they're going to give it a pretty good shot, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, very true, Mike. There's a great match to be played tonight against a very good, strong, powerful Lindsey Wilson team. There's a reason that they are playing so well. There's a reason. Am I remembering this right? They're still undefeated?
Yeah, they are.
So they're still undefeated. And
I think they've lost 2 sets all year.
Okay. So we don't talk about the records at all in our scout report, but it's a reflection of coming into this tournament and staying at a high level and playing very clean volleyball. That's a strong credit to that program, and they've done very, very well. I love how we're playing, Mike. I absolutely love it. I wouldn't trade it, and I'll look forward to this match tonight.
We will talk to you maybe after tonight. We'll see what happens. You probably have some other obligations, so this is probably the last time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Could we talk about seniors?
Yeah.
We kind of missed that opportunity last year, and I'd be glad to just kind of touch on that if you and I can wrap up in that context.
Right, those three. All three play in the regular rotation. All three play very different roles. We begin with the service specialist, Abby Skemper. Abby has stepped into a role, and I always say that sometimes players have to sacrifice, and nobody goes into college athletics and saying, you know what, I want to play a very limited role in terms of court time.
Right.
Abby has made that adjustment. She's been very effective, though, in the role that she has been assigned to.
Yeah, that's so true, Mike. Abby has been a spiritual stabilizer through our many seasons, and she has truly blessed us with her continued servant-hearted focus of looking for the ways that she can help and contribute. Her tender heart also leads her to be very conscientious of her teammates. what their needs are. How can she meet those needs? How can she encourage someone else to meet those needs? Abby on the volleyball court has been growing stronger each practice, each week, each month in her role as a passer. She's often on the pusher side, the second side in our gym, where she's serving and defending. She's really been putting in a much more aggressive serve. And how she came into this season, she had a busy summer. She was doing some other things academically and work-wise, and so her touches on the ball were a little bit more limited this summer. But in her commitment through the early part of this season, she gained tremendous confidence, has really, really been reliant for us. Her serve coming in for Emma Alton in the back row has allowed Emma to stay down one more jump and one more attack swing on her own serve. And Abby has been putting in very, very effective serves that keeps our block, our defense moving forward, and keeps other teams in balance. So we're grateful for Abby. I praise God for who she is and how he's working in her life, and the gifts that she's utilized in our program and continually been serving us in many different capacities.
Haley Moss, a player that we didn't anticipate having this year, and I don't know without her contributions if you are in this position here.
Haley Moss, what a story, Mike. I had the Westmont coach after the match ask me at the net, you know, what's the story on 26? How come she's back playing? Because we played Westmont in the early season. They asked me then, how come 26 isn't playing? So I explained briefly shoulder surgery and some of the very general statements and guidelines as far as Haley's role with us. Haley, through the season, had committed to being back with us in a support role. Whatever you need, coach, I'll be there. Practice, what do you need? Matches, I'd love to be on the bench. Haley was coordinating her outfits with our coaching staff because she just wanted to be a part of us and be with her teammates and kind of wrap up her senior year still connected to Dort Volleyball. And that's a neat, neat picture and testimony, I believe, for who she is and who our program is. In September, a follow-up visit to doctor said, hey, do you want to play? And she was shocked and very, very blessed for that. Haley then came to me with the athletic trainer, our athletic trainer, Lindsay. And we met and I said, absolutely, but let's be mindful that whatever you do with us to work through this season, Haley, it's never about volleyball being more important than the longevity of your livelihood. And I want you, Haley, when you're older in years, to be able to really enjoy life and not be hindered. I want you to be able to participate in recreational things and however God would use you down the road. I want you to have a functional shoulder and body. So we worked through that, and our athletic trainer did a great job with our doctors and the physical therapy staff to build Haley back. And within a few weeks, she was back in our lineup. And I think you're right, Mike. Her involvement and investment, her heart's always been in that right place. How can I be there for the team? She was concerned in that first meeting I had by saying, coach, if you think that me coming back would be detrimental to the team and how we are impacting and working with one another, then I don't want to interfere with that. And that just it brought tears to my eyes because that kind of servant-hearted focus and commitment to sacrifice her own interests and be willing to sacrifice that for the sake of the team, I think has only carried forward, Mike, into what she's able to now do contributing for us on the court. She still has that servant-hearted focus and is a real blessing and a joy to be a part of our program and to have coached all these years.
Summer Jansen, senior, different role. She's always been a defensive specialist. Yeah. Last year, she came back into the libero role at the national championship, had a very good national championship week. And really, I think the highest compliment you can give a senior player is they are playing their best volleyball during their senior year. I've seen many athletes that there's a plateau that they hit and they just can't get off it. For Summer, this is the best volleyball she's played of her career.
Yeah, I think so too, Mike. And it's a true statement and credit to her own determination. She's so determined for our team. She's so determined for our program to keep us moving forward that in the practice gym, she says, hey, let's get one more rep. Hey, let's get another perfect pass. Hey, let's run this set of lines. And she's been so committed to us and been really bought in, and that's grown through the course of her career. What a blessing to coach Summer Jansen. She and I have had, I'd say this is our best coach player year together. We've really bonded. Just the other day, I joked with her about something, and I think she didn't fully know that I had observed some of her tendencies pre-match, and so I just called her out on it in a fun way, not to make her change anything, but she kind of looked at me like, what? And I said, I know you, Summer. I know you really well, and it was a fun moment for us. Just to, again, remind ourselves how much we enjoy each other, how much we trust and respect each other, and what a tremendous leader she's been for us. She's really been fully invested, and when she's fully invested in anything, Mike, I'll tell you what, there's no stopping her. She's a tremendous nurse and really went through a beneficial and very strong nursing program that Dort College has. And in her commitment to do that and be a varsity volleyball athlete, she succeeded in both. And I think for this senior year, as she's already wrapped up her nursing degree through our nursing program, she's been able to be more invested through time with volleyball, and she's still committed to her on-campus classes, wrapping up her other components to her degree. And in Summer's desire and her love for her team and her love for our program, the commitment that she's made, the love that she shares is it's contagious. You look out on the court, and she is contagious. And I'm so glad we've all caught the Summer Jansen bug this season, because look where we are.
5.5 hours from now, you'll be getting set for a volleyball match, Coach, for the national championship. Congratulations on getting to that point, and let's go get them this evening.
Love it, Mike. Thank you.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that is going to do it for our broadcast this morning into this afternoon of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Stay tuned. Coming up in about a half hour, Dort College versus Concordia. Women's basketball followed by the men's contest, and then we're back on the air from Sioux City tonight shortly before 7 o'clock. Dort College versus versus Lindsey Wilson in NAI National Championship Volleyball tonight on KDCR 88.5. Let's send it back now to the KDCR studios, where we resume regular programming.